Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for December 29th, where we will talk about some great milestone moments in athletic history and some of the great people that performed them or received awards and the uniform numbers connected with them at that point in time. Now, before we get to that, let's make sure you know how to get a hold of us and send your feedback. It's pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Love to have your email and feedback and know what your likes and wants are for this podcast going forward. Now, let's get to those uniform numbers for December 29th. They are numbers 9, 12, 6, 11, 8, 99, 7, and number 12. We'll start it off. In 1945, on December 29th, in Montreal, right wing number 9, Maurice the Rocket Richard, scored twice in a Canadiens 5-4 loss to the Chicago Blackhawks. And in doing so, though, he recorded his 100th NHL career goal. This feat was reached in just 145 games, then the fastest in National Hockey League history. It's since been broken by Mike Bossy, who did it in 100 game goals in 129 games. Let's start that over again. 129 games to get 100 goals. December 29th, 1955. NHL officials wore new vertically striped black and white sweaters for the first time in the Montreal Canadiens 5-2 victory over the Toronto Maple Leafs. December 29th, 1968, the American Football League Championship at Shea Stadium in New York City. The New York Jets defeated the Oakland Raiders 27-23 in a thriller. In the game, it was Jets number 12, quarterback Joe Namath, who had three touchdown passes that sparked the Jets to the victory. Let's jump forward 2 years to December 29, 1970, and the Ballon d'Or Awards came out for the best football player of soccer in Europe, and Bayern Munich striker number 9, Gerd Müller, won as that coveted award. He was just ahead of West Ham United defender number 6, Bobby Moore, and Cagliari forward number 11, Luigi Riva. Another award came out for that same Ballon d'Or in 1981 on the 29th of December, and it had Bayern Munich forward number 11 Karl-Heinz Rummenigge taking the title of Europe's best football player for the second straight year, beating out teammate number 8 Paul Breitner and Barcelona midfielder number 8 Bernd Schuster. December 29th, 1984, number 99 Wayne Gretzky of the Edmonton Oilers scored his NHL career 32nd hat-trick and adds three assists in Edmonton's 6-3 win over the Detroit Red Wings for his 100th point in just 35 games, second fastest in history, recorded 100 points in 34 games in 1983. That takes us to December 29th, 1987, another Ballon d'Or award, and Milan's Dutch midfielder number 10 Ruud Gullit won the best football player in Europe ahead of Porto Atletico Madrid number 10 Paolo Futre and Real Madrid striker number 7 Emilio Butragueño. December 29, 1989, the great one Wayne Gretzky number 99 and Martina Navratilova were named the Athletes of the Decade by the Associated Press. And finally, in 2007, on the 29th of December, New England Patriots number 12 quarterback Tom Brady set a then-NFL record, throwing his 50th touchdown pass in the season, as the New England Patriots became the first team in NFL history to finish a regular season at 16-0, and they ended up going into the Super Bowl, but had suffered a tough loss against the New York Giants, did not make it to that 1972 Miami Dolphins level of winning a championship with an undefeated record. And that's your sports history for this day, December 29th, your sports break. We're glad you could join us. Hope you join us each and every day for more as we talk about sports history each and every day. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. You get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.